Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
From the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and I'm sorry, Vinny Serrato and Nolan McGraw. Let's welcome in. Let's welcome back Gianna Han from the Baltimore Banner. Gianna, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing all right. And we just played a cut from John Harbaugh a couple weeks ago, I guess, talking about Malachi Starks. And first round pick, we know the backstory, out of Georgia, played high level football with high level players. Now joins a high level team, expected to win the Super Bowl, at the very least challenge for it seriously, and a really good defense. How impressive has Malachi Starks, Gianna, been to you, based on what you've seen from him so far as we head into mandatory camp?
Yeah, I mean, he had an interception that was impressive. Otherwise, I think what John Harbaugh pointed out was, even though he hasn't had too many splashy plays, he hasn't made mistakes. Like, you don't notice, oh, he gave up this pass, or, you know, he forgot someone in coverage. And so he's saying for a rookie to just not have any mistakes, that's so impressive. And then you mentioned part of why he's been so good. He is apparently setting up walkthroughs for the rookies at the hotel. No one told him to do it. He's just doing it. Everyone I know, or everyone I talk to that knows him, is like, yeah, that's him. So he's pretty much being the same exact guy that they thought they got. And, you know, he has a lot of athletic physical traits, but he's going to pair it with that intelligence, kind of like a Kyle Hamilton. Maybe he's not quite the athletic freak that Kyle Hamilton is, but I'm excited to see what those two can do together when you have both of those players, since, you know, Kyle wasn't there too much through OTAs. So I'm excited for minicamp to see them next to each other.
Hey, Gianna, who have you really had a fun time kind of interviewing during the OTAs?
You know, I was telling, you know, the Ravens staff, I love how Isaiah Likely has really come into his own. He's showing his personality. When I first talked to him, I guess two seasons ago, he was super nice, but just kind of kept it to the company line, didn't add much of himself into it. And, you know, he gets up there and he's holding court. So I'm loving hearing him. And, of course, I can't wait to see what he does, because they kind of mentioned they would like to do – they said they'd like to do a lot with them last year, but – it wasn't maybe as much as we thought. So we'll see if they add to his role this year.
Gianna, how do you think the coaches and stuff are going to handle all the expectations that's put on this team right now?
You know, I think there have been expectations every year. The difference this year, and I guess last year too, but they're kind of used to it, is there are a lot of new coaches. And so those new coaches are going to have to be able to kind of manages expectations for their players. Luckily, the most important one, Tyler Loop, has a very experienced position coach in Randy Brown, so he should be able to handle that. But I think the Ravens come into every season with playoff expectations, and they come into at least the last two, which is really the only ones I've been here for the beginning for, with Super Bowl potential. So I think it's nothing new to Baltimore. I think they are comfortable living in this zone of, like, you better make it, not just in the playoffs, but in the Super Bowl, or the fan base is going to be a little mad.
If there was one or two guys that really made you take notice during the OTAs, who were they?
You know, I think, I don't know if it's just because I was really paying attention, but I kind of had my eye on Trenton Simpson just because I think we talked about last time I was on the show. He lost his job last offseason, and he is noticeably more explosive, so I think that's good. And then Harbaugh mentioned that he's been a lot more of a leader, so I'm not saying he's a shoo-in for that job, but it's good to see that he made some gains over the offseason. Let's see, who else? You know, it's hard because Lamar hasn't been there, and maybe some of the top guys aren't playing, but I did notice... And he was kind of sitting out last offseason instead of at camp, but he didn't make a practice squad. A very, very under-the-radar guy, Dayton Wade, was making a lot of catches and a lot of deep ball catches. So I'm not necessarily saying he's a dark horse for this roster, but it is interesting to see just some of those young guys, those practice squad guys that are an important part of the team and get a chance when some of the veterans aren't getting as many reps.
What are you looking forward to Tuesday and Wednesday when you go out?
Having Lamar back. I know people feel one way or the other about whether he should be there or not, but there's no denying it's way more exciting just as an observer when Lamar is there. You know, we saw that DeAndre Hopkins is giving Cooper Rush some tips on how he likes Ballstone, and, you know, I'll be really worried if Cooper Rush is throwing DeAndre the ball during the season. So I would like to see him doing that with Lamar. And it's just more fun, like, because he's a good player, but also guys just play better. They have more fun. Lamar's a silly guy. So it's just a better atmosphere when he's out there. So there's a lot of stars I'm excited to see back, but Lamar is definitely at the top of the list.
Now, Tyler Loop, what do you think thus far, and what do you think he'll do on Tuesday and Wednesday? Because I'm sure they're going to put him a lot in team-type stuff to put some pressure on him.
Yeah, I think they'll probably, you're right, they'll be putting him in a lot of those situations, especially because he didn't really end minicamp on the highest note. He had four misses with the shoddy looking on, so that's about as much pressure as you're going to give during OTAs. And so give him some chance to get back at it. But I will say all those misses were from deep. They're from deeper than you think they were, because we noticed they're using a different field goal where the arms were shorter and they can move it around and it was set back. It wasn't at the normal.
It was 18 yards deep it was.
Yeah, so it was pretty deep. So he was missing them from quite deep. And I would like to think that Randy Brown knows what he's doing and can get those things worked out, but I think you're going to see another kicking battle, because I think Loop is definitely a favorite, but Hoyland has been making some of those as well. They both have had good days and bad days, so hopefully they just need to find that consistency. He's shown he has a big leg. We all can see it, so now he's got to prove that consistency.
Gianna Han, Baltimore Banner, Target Ravens, video at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Gianna, last thing for you. Real quick, put you on the spot question. We know the stars of this Ravens offense, but who will be more impactful for the Ravens O, or maybe even special teams? Keaton Mitchell or Tez Walker?
Oh, man. See, Tez is a big part on, you know, like the coverage, the gunner, you know, stuff like that, the parts you don't see as much. Keaton is going to be easier for me to say because you can see the impact he's having easier because he's going to potentially be the returner. But I would like to see Keaton come back, show us that speed. He sounds very excited about being a returner. Someone said, have they talked to you about being a returner? He said, oh, yeah. So it sounds like he's all in there, and I would like to see him do some fun stuff with, you know, some different little special teams. So I'm going to go with Keaton.
Gianna Han, Baltimore Banner. Gianna, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy mandatory minicamp, which means it's mandatory for you to be there as well. And we'll catch up with you, I'm sure, before we get to training camp here in about 6-7 weeks, whatever it is.
Sounds Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks. Gianna Hahn, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. You talk about a busy weekend in sports. Well, we got you covered here, so stick around for that. Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Revisit the Maryland drama. That was, again, front page newspaper stuff yesterday. Talked about it with Keith Kavanaugh. Get Jeff's thoughts on it. And Buzz Williams apparently has offered a scholarship to every top five player who's ever related to a University of Maryland.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maryland Terrapin.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Monday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Talk to him coming up here around 11:45 when we get to his fun house, find out how his weekend was. As you know, we celebrated Father's Day and just kind of hung out and chilled, I guess. We'll get more detailed into that. NBA Finals resume tonight, and we'll talk NBA tomorrow with Walt Williams, the Wizard, at 1:30. Series tied at 2 apiece. Oklahoma City came from behind to win on Friday night. They were down 10 second half, tons of fouls. Indiana was bricking foul shots left and right down the stretch. Scott Foster became a lightning rod for officiating. They call, you know what his nickname is? The Extender. He likes to extend series. So if a team can take advantage, say Indiana wins, they're up 3-1. The Extender gets involved in the fourth quarter. I didn't see it being that egregious. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander may have done a Michael Jordan little push-off. And then Lou Dort definitely not Ray Lewis Halliburton there on one of those huge turnovers down the stretch. But it is what it is. It's the NBA. It's a really good series. It's not resonating ratings-wise. And unfortunately, and I was reading awful announcing yesterday, that Screamin' A, McAfee, and Kendrick Perkins have made the series all about their little bickering, infighting, basically burying the narrative of the series itself. Where Halliburton, you know, didn't name anyone by name or even a media outlet. Halliburton's like, how much, you know, questioning the knowledge. I mean, are people really that invested into the series where they could come? And then Stephen A. took it as a personal affront. So when the pregame show made it all about him, and on First Take made it all about him, because that's what he does, makes it all about him. Kendrick Perkins, he talks like he was Karl Malone, makes it all about him. Pat McAfee, Indiana Pacers fan, he's doing the Wild Bill Hagee, getting everybody all fired up. I was like, hey, you guys realize there is actual NBA, and it's a good series, good series. All the games are close. There's drama. You got star power at certain levels, and all we're talking about with ESPN's coverage is, you know, ESPN, for instance, we've got First Take on right now, as we speak, and they're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're out there in Indiana over the weekend. They're talking about the bleeping Lakers. It's like, are you kidding me? So anyway, it is a good series. Spread tonight's a little hefty at 9.5, but tied at 2 apiece. As they say, Vinny, in all sports, it's the always important game 5. Because if OKC has not reclaimed home court advantage, they win tonight, they're up 3-2. They could finish in Indiana. But, you know, that's why they play the games. But as dopey as, and me and Jeremy were talking before the show, Jeremy Kahn, Big Bad Morning Show, this 9.5, he loves the 9.5. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, because this series is crazy. Oklahoma City's not putting 135 on the board like they were when they were trouncing everyone on their way to the final. So I say we give Indiana a little credit for their defensive prowess here, because Oklahoma City is one of the great defensive teams we've seen in a while. But Indiana's slowing down that Thunder offense in a big, big way. Crazy.
Well, Bob, it's all the game. The fourth quarter comebacks is basically what this series is about.
It's been huge. So yeah, we'll see what happens tonight as the tip is there. Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight, or tomorrow night, rather, as Florida at Edmonton. Third period onslaught. Take control of the series, and now tomorrow night, down in Miami or wherever they play, Technical City, they can win their second straight Stanley Cup. And if you're Edmonton, man, opportunity lost.
Yeah.
Big after that dramatic win in game 4, too.
Yeah. And then they go home and kind of lay an egg. Bradley Marchand, you know, was phenomenal. He had 2 goals, and Florida dominated, you know, and now, you know, you're still talking Skinner or Pickard. What are we talking about? Edmonton's goalies. So, you know, and it hadn't been the goalies' faults, really. So tonight or tomorrow night, what does Edmonton need to do? They need to score in the first period. They've been outscored in the first periods of this series, 11-4. They need to start faster is what they need to do. That's going to be a big, big part of it. Start fast. And Marchand, what's Marchand got? 5 goals in this series? He's been the killer. It hadn't been Kachuk, you know. Bennett's been good too, but and Bob has played good in goalie for them. It could come down to goaltending tomorrow night, and if Edmonton can get the lead early on, I think that'll make a huge statement. But like you said, Bob, the cup will be in the arena because they can win it to tomorrow night.
Does it go 7? Can they win Edmonton in Florida again? They were down three zip to win that one.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, Bob. I mean, Florida got all those veteran guys. They know how to close it out. And a lot of those guys, it's the last time they will be playing for Florida. So do they close it out? I picked Edmonton to win in 7. I'll say that Florida closes it out.
It's 58-80, 105.7, the Fan. Whip around here on this Monday. Orioles in Tampa tonight, taking on the Rays. Ravens have mandatory minicamp starting tomorrow. We revisit both of those topics as the show rolls on. U.S. Open golf in the rain.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
J.J. Spahn had a chance to close it out. And this is like, I'm hitting a 45-footer basketball. Half-court shot to do it.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. 2 putts. I didn't look at the scoreboard. I knew based off of like what the crowd was saying that I felt like if I two-putted, like I would probably win. But I didn't want to look. I didn't want to play defensive. Like I didn't know if I had a two-shot lead. I didn't want to do anything dumb trying to like protect a three-putt or something.
There he is, first major championship. J.J. Spahn, 64.5 putt, drains it, NBC on the call. So he picks up his first major, and he was the only player to finish above par, or below par, rather, for the entirety of the tournament.
Yeah, it was. I watched after the O's game. I watched all of it, and there was a rain delay in there too because it was pouring rain in Pittsburgh. But it was unbelievable because nobody could make birdies. The grass is so long, and the greens are so fast, you know. So it made it extremely difficult. And if you put it in the rough, you know, I've never seen pros, Bob, like hit it like 2 inches in the rough, you know, and then they're hitting it again in the rough. I mean, I kind of enjoyed it because it made them kind of look like how we would play, you know. So it was a hell of a finish.
I know, I'm a spaz on, you know, mini golf. So, yeah. I mean, don't even put me in that conversation. But congratulations, J.J. Spahn picks it up and doing his thing. WNBA, give Caitlin Clark's back, scored 32. And Baltimore's own Angel Reese had a triple-double her first career, became the second youngest player in league history to do so. The youngest, Caitlin Clark. Boy, they're tied to the hip, aren't they?
Yeah, whether they want to or not, they are. And Chicago stinks right now, you know, and Indiana. I mean, Bob, she was making, what, 33-footers, 27? They were long-range threes she was making, and it was... I didn't really watch. I watched the highlights. I didn't because I think the Orioles were on or something. It was at 3:00 Saturday, so the Orioles were coming on. So yeah, I didn't see it. I saw the highlights. She was phenomenal.
It's the whip around here on this Monday. This day, speaking of the Orioles, this day in Orioles history, it is June 16th. Everyone, how about 2012 in Atlanta? Brian Roberts, who was on the call all weekend for Masson with Kevin Brown, 2-for-4, 3 ribbies. Mark Reynolds drove in 2. Jason Hamill had a no-hitter into the 7th, finished with a one-hitter as he improved to 7-2. Orioles shut out the Braves, 5-zip, 2016 at Fenway. Jonesy, Adam Jones hit a 2-run jack. Tyler Wilson, remember him? He goes 8 strong, 3 hits, no runs. Orioles wind up beating the Red Sox handily, 5-1. And then a year ago today, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Orioles breaking out a whipping sticks, I should say, against the Phillies. Gunner, Kowser, Adley, Westy, all go yard. Corbin Burns picked up his 8th win. Unfortunately, now out for the season in Arizona as the Orioles beat the Phillies 8-3. When we come back, we'll go to College Park, kinda, with our next guest, Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Finish off this drama with Willard and Dave and Damon. Now look ahead to the reality of Jim Smith and Buzz Williams. And we'll look at the Maryland football situation as we're, 11 Saturdays.
Wow.
From the opener. 11 Saturdays. And Maryland doesn't win their first 3 games.
Whew.
Maryland might not win 3 games, period.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's welcome back Jeff Ehrman. Jeff, what's happening? Happy Father's Day, man. How you feeling?
Likewise to you, Bob and Vinny. How are you guys?
Good. Doing all right. And as we finally put to bed Damon Willard, whatever, and all of the drama that surrounded that, all what, 3 months ago, basically, since Maryland played their last game, and with the reports came out, obviously you've got intel into what's happening in that athletic department. Was anything that became, air quotes, public surprise you about the Willard-Damon relationship and by extension Mike Loxley, Daryl Pines? Damon Evans appears to be almost as villainous in some circles as Willard was.
Yeah, no, nothing really surprises me. A lot of it was kind of an open secret that they didn't really get along. Willard felt throughout that his program wasn't getting enough resources, that, you know, football was getting an inordinately large slice of the pie, especially when it comes to NIL. So none of it's been surprising, really, you know, and it was no secret he didn't get along with Evans. And to be honest, the previous coach, Mark Turgeon, and Evans, by the end, I think, really did not like each other either. So there is a constant there.
Now, as everything has now been settled, we've moved on to the next phase of it. We'll start with basketball here. Man, Buzz Williams, you know, has reshaped the roster. I mean, maybe more athletic, maybe veteran-y in a lot of cases. I mean, he got that big haul, getting the McDonald's All-American at the end. So as we look at the roster today, Jeff, for Buzz Williams, comparing it to Kevin Willard's last roster that did get to the Sweet 16, aside from the players being different, what about the style? And I mean, the crap five was great, but they could bang threes. Looking at this roster, at least the way it's projected, three-point shooting might not, at least for now, be a strength of said team.
No, I agree with you. You know, shooting is by far the number one question mark on the roster. They've definitely got more athletic, one of the more athletic rosters in the Big Ten now, probably. You know, they'll be a great defensive team because that's what Buzz Williams does. You know, compared to last year's Maryland team, clearly not as offensively skilled, not as good shooting, but, you know, that was kind of an outlier during the Willard era. The other teams were somewhat similar to what we're talking about now with Buzz and, you know, questions about offense. So, you know, I think they have a lot of depth. I think they have one guy who looks like a likely star, Pharrell Payne, the big man who came from Texas A&M, who actually gave Maryland some problems earlier in his career when he was at Minnesota. I like the front court. It's rugged. You know, Solomon Washington should be one of the better defenders in the Big Ten. But the offense is a question mark. And then the other big one is Miles Rice, the Indiana transfer. He's going to be the starting point guard. Is he going to be the guy who was the Pac-10 freshman of the year and had a sensational first year at Washington State, or the guy who struggled a little bit last year at Indiana?
Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Now, Julian Reese, and he, I guess, waiting to decide what he's going to do. First of all, Jeff, Is he eligible for another year of eligibility? Has that been decided? It seems as though with Buzz Williams in the program, there's no more money to be doled out here. What's Julian Reese's next turn of events here? Pro, or does he, you know, he is in the portal. Does he play somewhere else, Hunter Dickinson style?
Yeah, that would be Dickinson style. He's going to need a waiver, which, you know, a bunch of guys are seeking for a fifth year to monetize their NIL. I think it's unlikely. You know, there hasn't been much about it lately, and these things, you know, it's such a rapidly evolving landscape that you can never say never, but it's unlikely. I think he gets that fifth year. Most likely he just chases his pro dreams. I know he's had a few workouts with NBA teams, the Hornets, and a couple others lately, so that's the most likely path for him.
Hey, Jeff, when you watched, I watched the spring game on Big Ten Network and stuff, and when you look at the Terps, what are your expectations?
It's really hard to say, Vinny. This is the, you know, on one hand, you have fewer established commodities than you've had in forever. You know, even last year when they really struggled, you still had some household names, so to speak, Ty Felton, Roman Hemby, guys like that. This year you really don't have that, but I do think you have more young talent than they've had in a while, obviously with Malik Washington being the biggest example of that. I think he's very likely to be a starter, first true freshman starter in quite a while at Maryland at quarterback, so that always, it makes you a little nervous, but it also gives you some excitement for the future. And you know, there's a lot of young talent. They've got more four stars running around than they've had in a while. The question is, you know, as we know, it's hard to succeed in the Big Ten with young guys and questions about depth. So, you know, this is the hardest season, I think, to predict in quite a while for them.
Jeff, are you expecting them to win more than four games this year?
I think so, but, you know, again, there's so many variables at play with the youth, also the offensive line. You know, they say it's gotten a lot better because last year it wasn't good, so has it really improved? Lost a lot on the defensive line. So, and then with the quarterback, obviously, uncertainty makes it very hard to guess. I think they have the ability to win more. I think the schedule sets up to win more. It's probably the softest schedule they've had in, you know, quite a while. One of the softest they've had since they've joined the Big Ten. But, you know, it's just tough to say when you're banking on a true freshman quarterback and a ton of new faces.
All right, Jeff, last thing for you. With a new AD, Jim Smith, is Mike Locksley possibly coming off that debacle of 24 coaching for his job here in 25?
Hard to say because, you know, Jim Smith is new. We don't know how he feels about Locksley. He actually hasn't been on the job full time yet until he's got about another month or so because Maryland allowed him to continue handling the All-Star game before starting full time. So, you know, you don't know what his thoughts are yet. You don't have any public comments or maneuvering or anything like that. But, you know, Locks has 2 years left. Last year was really rough. Before that, you know, I think you have to give him credit. Three straight years with bowl wins for the first time in program history. Did it with the program that was, you know, in tatters when he took over in 2019. So, you know, he has had a good share of success given the limitations, the NIL limitations. But, you know, you certainly don't want to win like three or four games this year. That might be tough to come out of.
Jeff Ehrman, what's happening at Inside MD Sports on this Monday?
We got to actually have an update up today on one of your guys, Baltimore native recruit Chase Foster. Lots of other recruiting news, behind-the-scenes info, and general Terps coverage. So if you're a Maryland fan, come check us out.
Jeff, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of the Monday. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
Jeff. There's Jeff Ehrman, everyone. We'll come back, revisit Nolan McGraw's life as we get to his funhouse. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Get you ready for Ravens minicamp as we talk about the position battles that are there going into minicamp. What gets decided over the next 2 days? And then you really get into it, I guess, when you get to training camp. Buy or sell, where's the early week money? And then Bob Nightingale, USA Today, future Hall of Fame baseball writer, talk about the Devers trade, Boston and San Francisco, in the Orioles showing a pulse, 15-12 under Manzo. What does all of this mean? Preview the position battles. Aren't a ton of them, but still roster spots they're up to be had. Maybe these, I know we talked about Gianna Hahn earlier in the hour, Vinny. Some unknowns making an impression here that could get themselves a little love here. 2025 for a team with high, high hopes.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, Bob, like roster-wise, I mean, that 53 is... There's not a lot of guessing. The only thing is, maybe in the O-line, there's some possibilities there. You know, maybe a D-line spot. But, I mean, there's not a lot of availability unless guys get hurt.
Orioles sweep the Angels as they clobber them yesterday. Los Angeles, 11-2, breaking out the whipping sticks in a big, big way. Kate Povich gets his first win in a long, long time. We'll talk about the Orioles with Jacob Calvin-Meyer around 1:30 from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk baseball in general with Bob Nightingale from USA Today. 12:30, big trade, Rafael Devers, with 8 years left on his deal. Not a crazy deal, but a deal nonetheless, and $300 million going out to San Francisco. Buster Posey busting a move, acquiring a big bat as the Giants are chasing the Dodgers and the Padres are in the mix, Arizona to some level. So we'll talk to Bob about that and more. Let's bring in Nolan McGraw, though. Nolan, what is happening?
Feeling good. A lot to like about the Orioles, at least the way they played this weekend and as of late. And one area that I've been extremely pleased with and really has done a lot to make me feel a little bit different about this team overall is the bullpen. You mentioned Sir Anthony Dominguez and his recent turnaround, but he's not alone. Both him and Yennier Cano have yet to give up a run this month. I'm not throwing the jinx out there. I'm just presenting it as a stat. But overall, the bullpen, phenomenal. 1.35 is the bullpen ERA so far this month after they were abysmal last month. ERA over 5 were the relievers in May. So, sure, the starters, fantastic. Offense, you can see what they do in a game like yesterday. But that bullpen, really for the first time this year, I feel like I'm thinking about matchups when I'm watching the game. Whereas before it was, well, throw anyone out there, it doesn't really matter. Orioles are probably already losing by 5 runs when you get to the back half. But now I'm strategizing in my mind. Do you go Dominguez here? Do you bring Cano in? Baseball's fun again.
Yeah, and look, Kittredge's return is huge for them. And he missed a big portion of the first couple months of the season. He gave up a home run on Saturday. How about Trout hitting the top of the foul pole the other day? But he's Mike Trout. He does Mike Trout stuff. But Kittredge is back. You mentioned Cano, and we were talking about him 3 weeks ago. He was terrible. Terrible in May. C&L Perez is gone. It's going to be interesting. Rockabaco was writing about this today on massinsports.com. I mean, where Trevor Rogers is going to fit in here somewhere, because I believe there's a to-be-determined Oriole pitcher here in this 4-game series against the Rays. Now, does Povich move to the pen? And then Rogers assumes his role. I mean, it'll be an interesting thing to see. But, you know, we did talk about it Friday that Rogers, after an uptick in velocity, it's kind of, he's not throwing 89, but it's not 95, 96 like it was when he made that big start at Fenway few weeks back. But to your point, yeah, the bullpen cooking. And how about the mountain? No more kid gloves on the mountain. Maybe we'll start seeing some of these 4 or 5 out saves, because he's working back to back, throwing these high pitch counts. Let's not get carried away, for sure. But, and Brian Baker, I mean, what a revelation this guy is, who's on the team because Kittredge was hurt in the first place. So it's all kind of working out for them in that area, anyway.
Right. Now, I mean, if these guys that we just mentioned keep holding up their end of the bargain, then no need for a 4 or 5 out save. I mean, I think that would be full-on desperation, and really only if the team is really in the thick of it later on this year. Other than that, back-to-backs are fine for him. He's proven now, I think, 3 separate occasions, maybe 4, that he's able to handle that with no issues. So, yeah, I think he's 100% back.
Yeah, Command took a hike for him a little bit there in the 9th inning on Saturday, but he got himself out of the jam. It's Zach Eflin tonight for the Orioles against Ryan Pepio for Tampa. Rays just swept the Mets in New York. Orioles just swept the Angels here in Baltimore. So an interesting series. We got BBT coming up at 6 o'clock here on 105.7 The Fan. We got time for a fun house, or you want to wait?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, Texter here says, I'm learning my lesson after that six-game win streak. Not going to let myself start thinking about the Orioles being fully back, but I'm going to enjoy the ride. I don't know where this team is going. No idea, but I do know one thing. Over the last 20 days, they have been much more fun to watch on a day-to-day basis. This team is different. That's all I know.
And I wasn't there yesterday, full disclosure. I was eating crustaceans, sitting in my house, enjoying the game. Crowd seemed to be charged up.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the rain out there all weekend long, and the weather wasn't all that great. But, you know, you win. Mr. Splash gets to work a little bit. David Rubenstein and Cal are sitting next to each other down in the box seats. Said the offense, PT said, best in baseball second half. I'm not going there, but they're about as back can get because Westberg's a stud, difference maker. I've said it 1,000 times. Gunner's raking, and the home runs are only a matter of time before he starts going yard. Adley's raking. Moo Man ran into the wall, kind of knocked himself into the next dimension. But we'll see if he's in the lineup tonight with old Ryan Pepio. A lot of righties in that Tampa rotation. So we'll see if Moo Man and O'Hearn are back out there. He tweaked his ankle a couple days ago, too.
Well, and the nice thing is they got options. Now, you know, before the options weren't great. Now they got legitimate options.
And one more text for now. This one on the other news of the day. Rafael Devers, texter says, Devers, this news, fantastic for the Orioles and the AL East overall. I know Boston has a lot of young talent, some guys coming up recently, but once again, they show that their biggest stars will not stay long term. Mookie was first. Bogarts didn't get paid. Then the one that it seems like they finally do commit to, he's gone after just a few years. Different GMs, same story for the Red Sox.
Man, it's crazy how that all, they were the big market. They had the highest payroll in baseball in 18 and 19. And they traded Betts. I thought Benintendi, who's become kind of a whatever, I thought he was a lifer in Boston. I mean, that outfield that won the World Series was Betts, Bradley, and Benintendi. They're long gone from the organization. And yeah, Devers getting yanked. I think the owner was pissed. Breslow was pissed. The GM said, hey, you're going to move from third to the DH. He balked at that and pouted and didn't have a great beginning. Then he started to rake. They were paying you 300 plus mil. I mean, team it up. Our first base hole is gaping. Can you fill it? And he went on TV through his interpreter and said, it's your job to go fill it. Well, they did. And you ain't going to be the guy. Now you're in San Francisco.
I don't think the ownership group is that popular in Boston. And, Bob, they're the same group that owns the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they got to bring Mario Lemieux back to buy a piece of the team probably because the ownership is hated in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, who would have thought that the Red Sox were becoming middle market at their own choice, by the way, because that place still packs them, Fenway Park, and their front-running fans still travel well. But that's their problem. We're worried about the Orioles right now, and the Orioles right now running hot. So are the Red Sox, won 5 in a row. We'll come back, talk Ravens. Minicamp starts tomorrow. You want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Buy or sell, where's the dough? Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Talk about other big names that could be on the move in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.